Biscuits and gravy.
Hello, boys.
What does LP stand for?
Lizard people. Nazi whale margarine pirates.
So far, I've had 7 McRibs.
Bullabuck.
Pol Pot pie.
I'm the prognosticator of prognosticators.
Like a slaughterhouse sangria?
Yeah.
Good morning and aloha, Biscuiteers. That's right. You're hearing the soft, sultry sounds of me, Vince Foti. Chuck is on vacation. He's on the East Coast in the Big C, Connecticut.
Is Connecticut by the sea? Or the ocean?
No, it starts with the letter C.
Oh, okay.
I think Connecticut is coastal, I believe. It's got a coast.
Okay.
I think.
I'm not, familiar with the East Coast at all.
No, okay. Connecticut's quite small, though. We'll call it the Little Sea.
Okay.
Which also sounds kind of dirty, but
like
anyway.
Little Chuck.
Yeah. Little C is what I'm going to call Chuck now. Little C, if you're out there listening, give us a call, 808-873-3435. We want to hear from you. But while Chuck's on vacation, I'm the conductor on the gravy train here today, and filling in for the number 2 position is my good friend here, Shahane, friend of the show. Shahane, welcome to the show.
Thank you. And I'm the guy on top of the train fighting another guy. I'm fencing on top of the train.
Oh, watch out, the tunnel's coming up.
Oh, no. Lay down.
Lay down. Was it Mission Impossible 2 where Tom Cruise rides the bullet train?
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen Mission Impossible 2?
No, or Mission Impossible 1.
Oh, you've never seen the first one?
Uh-uh.
All right. Mission Impossible 1, pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't like Tom Cruise.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
By the way, today's show is brought to us by Tom Cruise's Missiles. If you need a bomb at the box office, choose Cruise. They'll blow up anything from A to Xenu.
And also by Paul Simon's Insane Asylums. Still crazy after all these years? Do you feel your sanity slip sliding away?
Do you get those references?
No.
Yeah, Chuck does because he loves Paul Simon. I wrote those specifically for Chuck because he loves Paul Simon so much. But Mission Impossible 1, pretty solid movie. It was like the first in, how many have they done now? 8?
I guess.
They've done like 7 or 8 at this point. So, it was pretty good. Great action movie, and it's got a lot of twists in it. Like Fast and the Furious. And it's also, the second one was a little bit more Fast and the Furious-y, because it was when they really started to like lean into it. Like John Woo directed the second one, and it's got like people jumping off motorcycles colliding in midair and a lot of doves. You're probably familiar with like John Woo movies always got a lot of doves in it. So Mission Impossible 2 is a little bit more face-off-y, I guess we could say.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I think John Woo directed Face Off, if I'm not mistaken, as well.
Okay.
Which you just saw for the first time recently as a birthday present to me.
Yeah, so, a late birthday present.
So I really appreciate that.
Anytime.
So I'm not used to being on camera one, so this is my camera over here. That's your camera. You're used to seeing that camera.
Yeah, it's zoomed in, though, more than usual, I think, right?
Probably because
we're on bigger.
Because, well, usually when we have, when you're on the show, you're our guest, so they have to zoom out to accommodate for there being 2 people on that side of the desk. But now it's just you and me, baby. So we each have our own camera.
We're huge.
Huge. So if you're listening to us on the radio, hold on, we're getting a phone call.
That's quick. The people, they've been waiting all week.
All right, now. This is what I've been practicing for, learning how to use the phone here. Hang on. Hello, caller. This is the Biscuits and Gravy Show. You're live on the air.
Hello, bud.
Oh, Donald Trump.
Wow.
President Trump, we haven't heard from you in so long. How are you doing?
Oh, I've been very busy, very busy.
Yeah, I know you've been very busy. You've had quite a busy last like couple months since we've last heard from you. You've gone through multiple trials. You were convicted of sexual assault. We learned that you wear diapers.
Does he wear diaper? You wear diapers?
Oh, he fell
asleep.
He fell asleep. Oh. Trump, President Trump, wake up. Wake up. You're on the air.
Oh, excuse me. I'm so sorry, but I dozed up for a second.
It's okay. It happens. It happens to the best of us. You weren't sleeping, though. You were just resting your eyes. Is that correct?
You have to rest your eyes. I mean, the amount of time that I spend on my phone, I got to rest my eyes. You know what I mean?
Yes. We know you got to rest your eyes. All right. Well, we just want you to know that we're pulling for you there. And we even had a whole conversation a couple of weeks ago about the benefits of wearing diapers.
Diapers are amazing. Real men wear diapers. Boys.
That's what we've been hearing. Real men wear diapers. So we just
proud men, proud boys,
proud boys, and real men wear diapers. So we just want to once again, you're a fashion trendsetter.
Not fascist trendsetter.
Well, that too, but
oh, he's asleep. Trump,
oh, I think he fell asleep again. All right. Well, thanks for giving us a call, Trump. We'll talk to you next time after nap time. Okay. Have a great day. That's good old President Trump. Always promising to make America gravy again.
Mm.
We sure do love him. So if you're listening to us live on the air, we're on 88.5 KEKU, the voice of gravy. There's also, you can watch us live on TV. So just flip on channel 55. We're on live TV. Can you believe it? Hey, wave to the people at home. We love you guys. Since we're still at the top of the show, we want to do a little bit of housekeeping. So we will mention that Monday, there's an open mic in Paia.
It's a good one, too.
Yeah.
At Story, right across from the post office.
It's at a place called Story. I got to go for the first time a couple weeks ago, and I had a fantastic time. I really like the vibe there, but I also like the vibe at Vibe,
mm-hmm.
which is where we have our open mics on Tuesdays. So Tuesday night at Vibe, the open mic starts around, what do you think, like 8:30?
Yeah, between 8 and 8:30. But we'll see this next week. Your boy's hosting.
You're going to be hosting the open mic next week?
That's great. Yeah, we'll see what happens.
It's weird. Like, I keep trying to show up after the open mic has started a little bit so I can walk in like a little bit late, like 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
But it seems like they wait till I show up.
Yeah, we're waiting for you. And some nights we don't start at all because you never come.
Like, Vince isn't here. I guess we're just not going to have the open mic. So if you are a fan of comedy on Maui, you got the Vibe open mic on Tuesdays. You got the Story open mic on Mondays in Paia. Lots of good times. And very usually times. Friend of the show Chino LaForge is hosting that open mic. He's got a comedy show coming up. On May 20...
Tomorrow, there's a show.
Is it tomorrow,
yep.
The comedy show? That's yep. over at...
The Playground.
Mm-hmm. Right here downtown, over in the harbor at Ma'alaya. So if you're looking to see some good comedy, you can check that out. Follow at Chino Bra. I'm sure all the information will be on there. And, we got a special birthday today as well.
I'm not singing.
Fellow comedian Eddie V.
Happy birthday, Eddie.
Happy birthday, Eddie V. I just heard today that it's his birthday today. Eddie V is turning 56, and his jokes are turning 91. So, so happy birthday to a good friend of the show, Eddie V. He's been on the show a couple times.
Has he?
I let him come on like every 7 years.
I know he listens every week.
He does listen, and yep. Corky listens as well. Yep. So Corky, Eddie, we know you're listening. Flip us on channel 55 and you can watch us as well.
And if you want to
blow you a kiss, that's for you, Eddie. Happy birthday.
And if you want to say happy birthday to Eddie V, just book an Uber.
Or give him a call on his landline. I feel like Eddie V has a landline. Hold on, we're getting a call on our landline here.
I'm coming for you.
Okay. It's a spooky landline. Do you have a landline at your house?
I do not. My grandpa's landline back in the day was a Three Stooges one, where people would call and it'd be like, answer the phone, knucklehead.
Look behind you.
That's our Halloween landline phone. That.
Do you remember your landline number growing up?
535-2849. It was area code 215. So if you're going to prank call my old house, do it right. Area code 215. It's 535-2849.
Nice.
And I think that's the only... Oh, my grandmom's phone number was 338-9116.
We should call it and see if your grandma answered.
she's going to sound like this.
I know who you are.
I'm like, I'm glad that you know who I am, Grandma. Remember? It's Vince. Do you remember landline phone numbers?
I know my number was 701-448-2000.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, 701 is North Dakota.
701's North Dakota.
448-2000. That's a good phone number.
That's a good phone number.
Yeah, I feel like
everyone in town knew my number.
Because I feel like that would be a phone number for like an infomercial.
Yeah.
441-2000. Call. It's only three easy payments of 1995.
444 butts.
That's the only thing about having the zero in your phone number is you can't make a word with it. Because if you have a zero doesn't have any letters associated with it, right? All the other numbers have letters associated with it. So every once in a while you could come up with like a cool word that your phone number would spell out. But if you have a zero, no chance. However, having 2000 in your phone number, so awesome.
Yeah, and I moved there in 2000.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, that was the year I moved there. And I was in the second grade, so I was like, I got this.
It's the new millennium phone number. That was like the coolest phone number of the millennium. Now, I see that you're wearing the same outfit from last night?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So it is Biscuits and Gravy tradition that we always wear the same clothes to the show here, the radio show, that we wear to open mic. Mm-hmm. And I'm wearing the same clothes that I was wearing last night, and I was wondering if you were going to as well. Yep, so I'm proud of you.
Yep, I know the traditions here, but I did, like, underwear. Is there a rule about underwear?
We kind of play it fast and loose with the underwear.
Oh yeah, because last night they were soggy. Okay. You know what's weird about tidy whities for men?
What?
You wear tidy whities every once in a while, maybe?
Yeah.
Why does it droop where the butt is? What's up with the butt droop after a while?
I feel like it probably comes from it being like a one size fits all. Mm. And so I think a lot of tidy whities are made to accommodate a little bit more of a butt than what most men have, because you don't want to buy a pair of tidy whities and you like can't get your butt into it. Yeah. So I think they kind of leave a little extra room in the butt just in case.
They don't leave any extra in front.
So I have sometimes noticed the butt droop as well. Mm-hmm. And my butt's okay, but it's not like I don't have a badonkadonk.
Yeah, you don't have enough to fill your tidy whities.
Which I feel that's the sort of a misnomer, right? Like they should be tidy. They're whitey.
they're barely whitey. They are not very tidy.
They start out whitey.
Start out whitey.
They start out whitey.
Not tidy.
And not completely tidy. And then they end up neither.
Brownie Lucy's.
I don't want any Brownie Lucy's. That's when it's time to throw them away.
Yeah.
What prompted your question about the landlines?
I can't remember.
Okay. I got so high last night after open mic that I broke my own rule of talking about Dexter.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like to talk about Dexter, and then once I start talking about it, like, I black out. And then I wake up, and I'm like, oh, God, I've been talking about Dexter for the last 15 minutes.
You wake up in, like, a crime scene, a Dexter crime scene.
There's, like, plastic all over everything. Yeah. But... yeah, I try. We have like a moratorium on this show to not talk about Dexter. So I do remember when I was, even after the time where nobody used landlines anymore, this was maybe 10, no, this is like 15 years ago. I was living in a place and Comcast, one of the worst companies of all time, Comcast, they were offering a deal on internet, and it was actually cheaper to get internet. They gave you a discount if you got a bundle if you got like a landline bundled in with it for some reason. So we're like, all right, well, like, give us a landline, I guess. So they gave us a phone number, and it was just hooked up. We had like a landline in the kitchen, but we never connected a phone to it. Nobody ever used it. So it was just like this dead, like, ghost landline.
Kind of spooky.
Kind of like this.
Don't you dare hang up.
Ooh, that's scary.
Yeah, and if someone ever says that to you, you're hanging up, right?
If somebody says, "Don't you dare hang up,"
yeah.
Oh no,
is someone calling that?
I don't think that's a feature. Oh my God, Yeah, if somebody says, don't you dare hang up, I'm going to hang up at least once. Like, if they call back, they'd be like, I told you not to do that. I'd be like, all right, I'll hear you out. But don't tell me not to hang up.
Yeah.
I'm just going, that just makes me want to hang up more.
That's like the one time you don't have to listen to instructions.
You're not there. You're on the phone.
Where are you? The mainland?
Yeah, that's like the least spooky thing now is somebody calling you on a landline. You're like, I didn't even know that I had this phone number. Like, Scream would be a much different movie now.
Mm.
If somebody was calling me on a landline, I'd just be like, "What? Why are you calling me here?"
You know, phones kind of ruin a lot of horror movies. I bet, like, if you went back
phones?
In time. Yeah. Like, it just, like, if you know, it's a lot harder to kill someone, I suppose.
And get away with it.
And get away with it.
Yeah, because everybody's got cell phones now. They can track you all the time.
Yeah.
That's why if you're going to kill somebody, guys, leave your cell phone at home.
Yeah.
Put it on Pokemon Go or something, and then you can be like, I didn't kill her, officer. Look, my data shows I was catching a Pikachu at my house at 3:21 a.m. Boom.
Boom. Innocent.
Shane, today's show is brought to us by Paul Rudd's Rudders. Don't be clueless about your rudders.
And by Pete Townshend's Townhouses. Let his love open a door to your house.
Yes.
Pete Townshend's Mobile Homes. For when you're going mobile.
Bend over, Abigail May, because here comes a gravy pipe.
When you're going mobile. Those are both references to Who songs.
Now, did I say, is it mobile?
Well, in the song, he says going mobile. But
is that how you say it in your everyday life? Mobile? Or
no,
mobile?
I would say mobile. Like a mobile phone.
Yeah, mobile phone.
Mobile phone.
Not one of those landlines.
Even like a mobile home. I would even say mobile home. I would never say like a mobile home. But in the song, he goes like, you're going mobile. That's just how the song goes. Pete Townsend. Are you a Who fan?
Not really.
Have you ever heard this song? Grass, pollen, mold, lobster, chocolate, Labrador.
I love that song.
Those are a list of the things that Dan Stebe is allergic to. He's another comedian from Open Mic. But I've got something very important to talk to you about today, Shaheem.
Yes.
In Indiana, there's just a law passed where tacos are legally considered sandwiches in Indiana. And I'm wondering how you would feel about that.
Now, the only taco I would consider putting in the sandwich family is if, like, you start getting more of a chalupa or, like, fry bread to it.
Now, to some of our listeners who aren't familiar, why don't you describe what fry bread is?
Fry bread is bread that's been fried.
Okay. Now,
it's a Native American traditional food, I guess, that they would make with rations from the government.
Which you have let me try fry bread before.
Have I?
I think so.
Nice. Good.
And I very much enjoyed it. Fry bread is very tasty.
And it's sandwichy. You can make a sandwich with fry bread, I feel. Or a taco, you know.
Yeah. I would say, like, if you had some fry bread and you folded it over like a taco, it would still kind of...
Like a torta kind of.
Yeah, it would still kind of be a type of sandwich.
Yeah. As where, like, a tortilla, at that point, it's just a wrap, which is not a sandwich. A wrap and sandwich are different.
Correct.
A taco is closer to a wrap than it is to a sandwich.
Yeah. I would say a wrap is closer to, like, a taco or a burrito than it is a sandwich because you're using a tortilla.
Yes.
Right? What's the difference between a burrito and a wrap? Oh no, we're getting
having Spanish food in it, right?
Oh no, we're getting another phone call. Let's see who could it possibly be this time. Hello, caller. You're on the Biscuits and Gravy Show. You're live on the air.
Hi guys, that's Corky.
Hey,
Corky.
But I have strong feelings about this taco thing.
Oh, nice.
Oh, okay.
I think we gotta make sure it's not a sandwich.
Okay, well, let me give you a little background. There was a guy in Indiana. He was trying to open up a taco shop in his local strip mall. And there was some reason there was a law about you could only open up sandwich shops because they didn't want big fast food chains coming into the strip mall. So they said only locally owned sandwich shops can be in here. And the guy wanted to open up a taco shop and are like, tacos aren't sandwiches. So he appealed the ruling, and a judge overturned it and said that tacos are legally sandwiches. So as much as I do appreciate the fact that this guy was able to open up his taco shop in the strip mall, because we all need taco shops in strip malls.
That's true.
I'm worried about the precedent this is setting, Corky. And what do you have to say about tacos being sandwiches?
Me too. It's just it's a slippery slope, and it's about the hinge. It's got a hinge. It's not a sandwich. It's made out of corn. It's crunchy. It's nothing like bread. Not bread.
You said it has a hinge?
Yeah. Yeah.
Meaning it's folded over, right?
Yeah.
The definition of a sandwich is that it's two pieces of bread or a split roll.
I do like split roll sandwiches.
Because, I'm from Philadelphia, home of the hoagie.
Mm-hmm.
Hoagies, subs, heroes, footlongs. These are all sandwiches that are on a roll. They're not technically between two pieces of bread, but they are on a split roll.
And then you get that corner you can kind of sleep in.
Yes.
But you hold them horizontally. If you try to hold a taco the way you hold a sandwich, all your taco stuff would fall out.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I necessarily agree with that. You can hold a taco horizontally the same way you would eat a sandwich, right?
But typically
a burrito you would have to lift up vertically.
A burrito you need two hands.
A burrito you do need two hands.
Right. Rather than change the world definition of a sandwich, this guy should just work on changing the policy at his local mall.
That makes sense to me.
That does make sense. All right, Corky, before I let you go, I got one more question for you. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
No.
All right.
Thank you. End of story.
All right. Well, thank you, Corky. We'll talk to you later.
You know, I feel like a judge shouldn't be able to make that decision. That should be like a jury decision.
I want to take this to the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Yes, a jury should make that decision.
Yeah.
Because, one judge, that's too much power for one man to have.
Yeah.
To rule.
And then,
on whether or not a taco is a sandwich. Because, like I said, I'm all for this guy being able to open up his taco shop. But I don't think we should just go around calling tacos sandwiches willy-nilly.
Yeah, and then for lunch, when the jury goes to lunch, they all vote on what they're going to eat.
They're like, we want sandwiches. You give them tacos. They're like, yeah. Oh, no!
No!
What have we done? So, yeah, I mean, a taco, I think, has to – if you look up the dictionary definition of a taco, it says it's on some sort of, corn or flour tortilla, right? So what if you had a sandwich in between two tortillas, like a quesadilla?
A quesadilla, we should make a family tree, because a quesadilla is related to a taco for sure.
Definitely.
And it's also related to a wrap, but not a sandwich.
Now, is a tortilla a piece of bread? That's the crux of the argument, is a tortilla is made of the same stuff as bread, right?
I mean, what is bread anymore? There used to be just two types of bread, and now there's all these definitions of bread.
But I feel like if you take the definition of bread very loosely, a tortilla could be bread.
I mean, pita bread.
Pita bread is bread.
Very close.
It's right there in the name.
It's, yeah.
Non.
Pita. Pita.
Pizza. You got non bread. You got fry bread. You got a lot of different types of bread.
Garlic non bread.
I love garlic naan bread. Anytime I go out to an Indian restaurant, even if the thing that I'm getting comes with a little bit of naan, I'll still just get an extra side of garlic naan.
There's nothing like cleaning your plate with some garlic naan.
Mops.
Yeah.
So good. Like I asked Corky, the hot dog being a sandwich thing comes up all the time, especially on the internet. This is sort of like a meme question. But is a hot dog a sandwich? Because a hot dog is on a split bun. It's on a bun. I guess you could consider it a roll.
I mean, if you shaved the hot dog down, people wouldn't even question it being a sandwich. But because it's in this,
Okay, shaved.
You cut that, you chop that hot dog up. like, it becomes
okay,
a sandwich.
Okay, like sliced. Like, like coin, like little hot dog coins.
Yeah, then it becomes a sandwich, without a doubt.
When you're a kid, you have like little the sliced hot dogs in scrambly eggs. Mm. You get your scrambies and hot dogs.
That's good.
That's good.
That's good.
Now, I like what you said about shaved, though, because I'm thinking like a Philly cheesesteak, like thinly shaved hot dog.
Yeah, let's do it.
Meat. I could get down with that.
Hot dog sandwich.
Hot dog, shaved hot dog meat. It's like the most white trash cheesesteak.
We'll sell shaved ice and shaved hot dogs.
Shaved meat.
You bring it in, we'll shave it. Anything.
You bring it, we shave it. There's no food that you can't shave. So you're saying shaved hot dog or sliced up hot dog on a split bun
is a sandwich.
Is a sandwich. All right. See, now here's where it starts to get tricky. Is a hamburger a sandwich? Corky. Because Corky said a sandwich is covered. A hamburger is between two buns. Now, I would maybe wager that, like, a patty melt. Have you ever had a patty melt?
I love patty melts.
Okay, I love patty melts as well. Now, yeah. I would wager that a patty melt is closer to a sandwich. But, like, a burger, I feel like, is like its own thing.
And also, it doesn't have
like
to
a,
be
I feel like a hot dog could be, like, a subset of a sandwich. But a hot dog is – it's like its own thing, right?
If you shave
doesn't
a hot dog –
its own thing?
It's like bologna. Is a hot dog just bologna and
– I don't think so. A hot dog is like – a hot dog is like its own thing. I think it's similar to bologna, but it's got more nitrates or something. nitrates.
Yeah. If you roll up bologna – I don't know.
If you smash a bunch of bologna into a sausage tubing,
mm-hmm.
it's probably get something very close to a hot dog.
So, yeah, well, if you took like turkey and put it in a sausage, whatever sleeve.
So what if you're like take all the makings of a sandwich and put it into a casing?
Yeah.
Then does it become a hot dog and not a sandwich anymore?
Yeah.
Interesting. What if you just took everything like bacon, lettuce, tomato, and bread, and just put it into a sausage, and you got a sandwich in a sausage.
Huh. And then
it's like inside
and then,
out.
And then you shave
and
it
then
back.
You shave it back out. It's like some sort of Inception sandwich.
It's just like a chopped sandwich, which is – that's a big thing now.
Chopped cheese.
Yeah.
They have chopped cheese over at Burger Boys.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're going to talk about that later on as well.
I'm excited for Burger Boys.
But Diana, my wife, loves when I make chopped cheese. Dude, I make the best.
Are you throwing peppers and stuff in there? Or what's – is it just meat and cheese?
I don't do peppers. I do meat and cheese.
Okay.
I do meat and cheese.
And then ketchup in a bun?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like – it's basically like making a – like a hot – like a hamburger – but then I make the patties for the burgers and I melt the cheese on it. But then at the very end, I chop it all up. You know the secret to a good chopped cheese? I do like the adobo. Like just a adobo has the possibility to really be overdone because it can be really salty if you put too much.
Mm-hmm.
But just a pinch of the adobo mixed in with the chopped cheese.
Interesting.
So good.
Huh. What cheeses are you using?
Like an American.
Nice.
Yeah. So if you guys aren't familiar, chopped cheese is something that originated on the East Coast, like bodegas. And it's like in Philly, something that's also very popular is cheeseburger hoagies, where it's instead of a cheeseburger being on a bun, you take the cheeseburger, you slice it in half, and then you lay the two halves of the cheeseburger longwise on a roll. So a chopped cheese is basically just a cheeseburger hoagie, except the patty has been chopped up more. So it's like a ground beef cheese sandwich.
It sounds like a sandwich, I was gonna say.
Yeah,
not like a
onions.
Not like a cheeseburger.
I feel like introducing heat though kind of changes the dynamic, right? Like I think of a sandwich being cold, but once you introduce heat where you're talking about a hot dog or a hamburger or a patty
Reuben.
Melt.
Like a Reuben sandwich.
Yeah. Well, I mean like a Reuben
you
is
you can eat cold though.
You can eat cold.
Yeah.
That's true. Like I've had sandwiches that are heated up or like an Italian hoagie. I had a long conversation with the girl at Jersey Mike's yesterday. She was telling me she was telling me about how she likes to get an Italian hoagie from Jersey Mike's, but then she likes to put it on the grill and warm it up. And I worked at a sandwich shop in Philadelphia, and we used to do something very similar to that. I think it was called the Passyunk. Passyunk is a area outside of Philadelphia. And what we would do is we'd heat up the Italian, all the stuff on the Italian hoagie, but also throw a little bit of like marinara sauce, like some tomato sauce on there. Warm that up. It's a game changer, dude. Warm Italian hoagie. But I feel like that's still a sandwich. But when something starts like that's something that's starting off as something that's normally cold, but then you're heating it up, kind of like a grinder.
I love grinders.
Like what is a grinder? I've heard different things be referred to as grinders.
So when I think of grinders, there's a place
like a hot sandwich.
It's a hot sandwich.
Okay,
and there's a lot of chopping going on too with grinders. I feel
okay.
And it's like also on like a hoagie.
Right.
Yeah.
So a hot sandwich is still a sandwich.
Yeah.
All right. Is a hot dog a taco?
No.
Because that was something else that came up when I was researching this topic, is that some people have been asking the question, is a hot dog a taco? And I think of all the things that this is
a clear answer.
These are a lot of ambiguous questions, but I think we can say that a hot dog is not a taco.
Without a doubt, a hot dog is. And that person, whoever asked that, should not be able to vote or drive.
Okay, what if you put a hot dog in a tortilla?
I've done that.
Okay, well,
recently.
Okay. How recently?
Like 2 months ago, 3 months ago.
Okay, now, what's the difference between a hot dog and a tortilla and a taco? Because if something's in a tortilla, it doesn't matter what it is, right? Does the hot dog make it something else because it's a hot dog? Instead of using like ground beef or chicken or carne asada, or...
hot dog is never a taco.
Hot dog never taco.
And when you put it in a tortilla, it's like
it's just become some white trash other thing.
Yeah, I put cheese on the tortilla. I'm like, this won't be that bad. And I wouldn't do it again unless I had to.
Okay, but I could see a hot dog in a. What if you put taco toppings on it? Like, what if you got hot dog, cheese, lettuce, tomato, salsa?
No.
No, it's still, like, the hot dog is so prevalent.
Yeah, like, when I ate that.
It's so iconic that you can't get, you can't be something else.
Yeah, the hot dog takes over.
Okay.
Fully. Like, when you're eating a hot dog and a tortilla, you don't feel Spanish, you don't feel Mexican, you're not, like, ole or whatever.
You feel poor.
You feel poor. Or like you should drive to the store.
You feel lazy.
Yeah. Like why did I do? Why am I finishing this?
I'm 5 minutes away from a Taco Bell and I'm eating a hot dog on a tortilla. It's sad.
Yeah. I should like get a girlfriend or something.
Yeah. All right. So hot dog, not taco. It reminds me of when I ate the Noah's Ark burger. Do you remember that?
Okay. Oh, is that where you put fish, chicken, and beef?
So a Noah's Ark burger is something from McDonald's where it contains two of every animal. So it's a double bacon cheeseburger. So you got two beef patties, two slices of bacon, two McChickens, and two Filet-O-Fish sandwiches all together on top of each other. And when you eat it, even though you have – like the fish fillets are only like a quarter of the burger or more closer to like a third of the burger. When you eat it, all you taste is the fish. Like a fish fillet being in anything makes the whole thing lean towards fish. And that's how I feel about like a hot dog being in anything.
Yeah, and not a good way towards fish, right? In that situation.
It's not in a good way.
What do you think Noah would say if he knew what you were doing?
I think he'd be for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd be cool with it. Do you know that they had ham on the ark?
Is there a joke? Is there a punchline?
Noah's son's name was Ham.
Was it?
Yeah. Fun fact.
What was the daughter's name? Chicken.
Bologna. Today's show is brought to us by Alex Skarsgård's Anti-Scar Cream. Guard against scars with Skarsgård's Skarsgård.
And by Tom Brady's Gravy. All the ladies want Brady's Gravy. It'll deflate your hunger.
Yeah. Also, today's show is brought to us by Stellan Skarsgård's Celestial Playing Cards. Collect all of Stellan Skarsgård's Stellar Stars cards. There you go.
Did you watch the Brady roast?
I did. Did you?
I watched parts of it. I watched Tony.
There was some fast forwarding that took place. Yeah. I did not think it was great. It wasn't as good as the Comedy Central roasts.
Yeah.
I thought it would have been better, but it was not. It was like it. Jeff Ross should have hosted the whole thing, not Kevin Hart.
Yeah, that's a classic mistake.
And I think it shouldn't have been live.
Yep.
Right. Also, like, I really don't like the fact that they weren't able to make fun of Robert Kraft getting a hand job.
Yeah.
Like, it's minor. You're familiar with that whole thing, right?
Yeah.
Like, Robert Kraft, first of all, Robert Kraft is a billionaire. And he is so rich that he was able to get away with getting a hand job in, like, a rinky-dink little massage parlor. And, you know, like, nothing happened to him just because he's got so much money.
Well, nothing should happen to him for that, right?
Well, I don't think so, yes. But I don't think anybody should be above the law. Like, if you got arrested for getting a happy ending in a massage parlor, you would get in trouble.
Would I? Well, I didn't know that was against the law.
I don't know, would you? No, you're not allowed. You're not allowed to solicit prostitution.
But if you're like getting a massage and they give you a hand job, that's not your fault, right? and then you're just tip heavy.
Well, you make a strong point.
Is it a sandwich or a hot dog? Your Honor,
is a I want hand that job
judge.
A taco?
Yeah, I need that judge.
He's very lenient.
Yeah.
It's
hot dog. It's
I don't
taco.
Know. It's like the escort thing, right? Like you're not hiring her for sex. You're hiring her to escort you somewhere. If she just happens to have sex with you, then that's not your fault, right?
Sounds good.
But if you hired an escort and she did not have sex with you, you would be very disappointed.
Yeah, and she's like escorted you around.
Chuck and I last week on our Drunker in the Bunker episode, we talked about in Belgium, they just passed all these laws where prostitutes or sex workers, Tony, sex workers.
Because it's a job.
Sex workers, it's work.
It is work.
Sex workers in Belgium now are going to get pensions and like maternity leave and healthcare and all this great stuff. And one of the things is that they can have the right to refuse a client. How bad would you feel if you went to a prostitute and she was like, nah.
Yeah.
You can't even pay for it. That's got to hurt, dude.
That's dangerous, I think, for society.
That's a dangerous precedent
that
we're setting.
Also, maternity leave, they're always pregnant.
If you're a sex worker and you're getting pregnant, something has gone wrong. You That's an occupational hazard that you should have been looking out for. You want to play a game?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. It's much later in the show than I thought it was, actually. We've only got 20 minutes left. But I always like to play games when we have fun guests on the show. And
I'm a fun guy.
You are a fun guy. And you are part Native American.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. And you mentioned fry bread being a native dish.
Yes.
Which I'm a big fan of. Any other native dishes that you like? Or is fry bread the number one?
I mean, I don't know what it's called, but we call it Indian soup.
Okay.
Which is just like, it's like you boil like beef bones, make a broth, and it's just like corn, squash, and stuff like that.
Ooh.
It's delicious. Oily and delicious.
I love corn in soup.
Me too.
It gives you that like snap. Mm-hmm. So good.
I have a rule at the store. Whenever corn's on sale, I always buy corn. No matter what I'm there for.
Okay.
If corn's on sale, I buy corn.
I'm kind of like that with beans, like baked beans.
Oh, baked beans can be so expensive.
Baked beans can be more expensive than you think sometimes.
Yeah.
But anytime I see like a good deal on baked beans, I'll get a couple.
Yeah.
I made like a chicken wrap the other day, and
sounds like a sandwich.
I had some baked beans, and I just threw those baked beans,
like maple baked, like brown sugar baked beans.
I think yeah.
On a chicken wrap.
On a chicken wrap.
Okay.
And then a little barbecue sauce on there.
All right.
It was so good. Baked beans.
Do you get gassy?
Not really.
No.
Not more than usual. All right. So we're going to play a game today called Native or Not.
All right.
All right.
I'm ready.
So we're going to read you some celebrities, and you got to tell me if they're part Native or not.
Elizabeth Warren. No.
So Elizabeth Warren has a small amount. Because of the whole controversy, I omitted her from the list.
Good.
But it turns out that Elizabeth Warren does have a little bit of Native ancestry, but not as much as she was leading people on to believe.
I do have a rule. If they say it's Cherokee, it doesn't count. That's like the rule among Natives, where like all white people are like, oh, I have a little bit of Cherokee. That's like a very common thing for white people to say.
Okay, well, that's like 90% of this list.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I think it's the only tribe they know. Because like, like if you know, like if you knew a real tribe, you'd be like Ojibwe, you know, or like Lakota, you know, you'd say something that's like not Cherokee, dude. That's just a general way of saying Indian.
Is it?
That's the rule.
Is Cherokee not a tribe?
It is a tribe, but it's like a very like there's.
It's a broad.
It's like Sioux is for Lakota, where Lakota is a type of Sioux. Same thing with Cherokee, where there's all these branches. They should know their branch, not just like Cherokee.
Okay. All right. This game's not going to go as good. All right. First one, Adrian Brody.
I don't know who that is.
Adrian Brody.
No.
That's correct. He is not. Jason Momoa.
No.
No, he is. He's actually part Pawnee on his grandmother's side.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's
not Cherokee.
Yeah.
Jason Momoa is Polynesian
and
on his
native.
Dad's side, and he's part Pawnee on his from his grandmother.
That's cool.
Anthony Kiedis from Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yes.
Yes. Very good. He's part Mohican.
See, like, these are real tribes.
These are real tribes.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Brad Pitt.
No.
That is correct. He is not, although in Inglourious Basterds, his nickname was the Apache.
That's such a good movie, dude.
I know, it's so good.
Gosh.
It's almost time for a rewatch.
It's so
I
good.
I watch that movie like once a year. Joe Montana.
Yes.
No. Beyonce.
Yes.
Yes is correct. Hers is the sketchiest because it's like she's got like a little bit on her mom's side, but it's like not really that confirmed.
Did they say what tribe?
No.
She does have a native vibe to her a little bit.
She's like part Creole, and the part of that of her that is Creole also has a little bit of Native American like mixed in with the Creole, so it's like Afro Creole with Native mixed in, but I don't know. I don't think she would lie about that.
Yeah, I like Beyonce.
I like Beyonce. We'll give her a pass. Adrian Grenier from Entourage.
Yes.
Yes, he's 8% Native. Keanu right. Reeves.
Yes.
No.
Oh.
Hawaiian and Chinese.
We accept him though.
Okay. This isn't the racial draft. We're not drafting. Christina Applegate.
How do I know her?
Married with Children, Anchorman.
No.
That is correct. She is not Cher.
Yes.
Okay. She's 6% Cherokee.
We'll give her an exception too, because she has like a faint
okay.
Native in her face.
Alright,
right?
You're gonna give her a pass. Okay.
Yeah.
And you can't spell Cherokee without Cher.
That's true.
So there you go. Lady Gaga.
No.
Correct. Jared Leto.
I mean, he's probably like Mexican, so yeah.
No. No, Jared Leto. Jared Leto's a weirdo. Angelina Jolie.
Yes.
Yes, she's part Iroquois.
Okay.
Very good. Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, man. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
It does say that he was part Cherokee, but apparently his grandmother was like 100% Cherokee or something like that.
Whoa.
So we'll give it to him. Elvis Presley.
No.
It says that he was part Cherokee. So questionable. Prince.
Yes.
No.
Oh.
100%. Although he's from
yeah.
Minnesota.
Yeah.
And, you know, light-skinned black, you would think.
I'd like, let's test his blood.
Let's. You're just going to get a lot of fentanyl. Rosario Dawson. That's sad. We all miss Prince, and we all.
Missy Prince.
Missy Prince. Rosario Dawson. Hold on. Let's call Prince on the phone.
Come with me.
All right. Oh yeah, Rosario Dawson.
Yes.
Yes, that is correct. She's a lot of stuff. Afro-Cuban, Puerto Rican, Irish, and part Native American. Tori Amos.
No. Yes.
Tori Amos. It says she's part Cherokee. So, asterisk.
Now, is Cherokee the most common thing for these people?
I'm going to say yeah.
Yeah.
Of the celebrities that you wouldn't think are Native American, usually the one that they're claiming is Cherokee. I feel like after what you just said, that if you're Cherokee, you get an asterisk.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
But Iroquois is good.
Yeah.
Iroquois is a good word.
It is a good word.
All right. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yes.
No.
Oh.
He's Samoan, and he's something else as well.
Who would win between a fight between him and Jason?
Between him and Momoa?
Yeah. Momoa versus The Rock.
I think The Rock.
Because he's bigger. Well, is he bigger?
Well, also, Momoa's not a wrestler. Dwayne The Rock Johnson is a wrestler.
But Khal Drago? Khal Drago?
Yeah, well, I mean, he's an actor, but I mean, wrestlers are actors.
Yeah,
I think Jason Momoa could out-act Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Fair.
So if wrestling is fake, then maybe he could win.
Oh.
Okay. Fred Armisen.
I love him. Yes.
No, unfortunately.
We accept him too.
He's got a lot. He's like Venezuelan and like French. And all kinds of stuff.
Normally in like shows, I hate when I see actors I know, and like if I'm really in a world, I hate being brought out of the world by being like, oh, that's Tom Cruise or whatever.
Oh yeah.
But when I saw Fred in Fallout,
oh,
I was like, heck yeah, dude.
He's good in everything.
I love him.
Fallout was really good. Also, there's an episode of Fallout where there's a character, the guy's daughter, Walter Goggins, shows up at the guy's house, and he's like got a gun to the guy's daughter.
Yeah.
The daughter's name is Sandra, and he pronounces it as Sandra, which longtime listeners of the Biscuits and Gravy show will remember. There's quite the controversy over whether it's pronounced Sandra or Sandra. Most of the time it's Sandra, but yeah, every once in a while you get a Sandra.
Oh, that drives me crazy.
I'm watching The Americans right now, and there's a character named Sandra, and everybody calls her Sandra except her new boyfriend, who refers to her as Sandra. Okay, last two. Tiger Woods.
I know he's like, he's got things in him.
He's got a lot.
Yes.
Yes, is correct. All right, and the last one, Ludacris.
Yeah.
Yes, he is. Part Choctaw. Choctaw.
Choctaw.
Yeah. Ludacris.
That sounds ludicrous.
Blueberry yum yum.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta love Ludacris. All right. Native or Not is brought to us. By the way, you won.
Nice.
Very good job. Native or Not is brought to us by Tom Hanks Lamb Shanks. They're in a league of their own for a limited time only. Catch them if you can. The best thing about Tom Hanks Lamb Shanks, they're big.
Oh, Big's a great movie, dude.
Isn't it?
It is a great movie. What's the one where Robin Williams is like young in an old person's body?
Jack?
Jack.
Yeah.
Jack and Big, there's a little, it's like tacos and sandwiches.
Big is much better, though.
Yeah, it's more of a classic.
Yeah. He gets statutory raped. Nothing funny about that. oh, man. Well, there's so much stuff that we have to talk about, but we don't have that much time left, Shaheem. There was something for the Sinise release, so maybe we'll talk about that next week. We didn't get to talk about Avril Lavigne and her conspiracy.
Are you
familiar with that?
No.
Do you know who Avril Lavigne is?
Yes, I do.
There's a whole conspiracy that she died 20 years ago and she was replaced by a body double.
Hmm.
So tune in next week. Chuck and I will talk about that a little bit more. But I will mention that Red Lobster did file for bankruptcy. We were talking about this a couple weeks ago where Red Lobster was considering filing for bankruptcy.
Yeah.
Not all of the Red Lobsters are closing, but like half of them closed. So keep your head up, Red Lobster fans. It's not completely over yet. But if you find those Cheddar Bay biscuits in the store, maybe stockpile a couple of them for dark times.
Yeah, well, and also maybe go there and eat just a normal amount of shrimp.
Yeah. They did send themselves into bankruptcy by doing the $20 all you can eat shrimp.
Yeah.
Which I wish I was on the mainland to take advantage of that while it was still going on. All right, for spoiler alert, let's do just a quick spoiler alert and then we got to wrap it up. You haven't seen Baby Reindeer yet? Did you watch the first episode last night?
I did not.
Okay, watch Baby Reindeer, guys. Even if you're not a aspiring stand-up comedian, that's not what it's only about. It's actually a fantastic story, and it gets darker as it goes along. So trigger warning for Corky, if you're listening. It might be a little rough for you, but it's a great show. Highly recommend checking
out.
How
many episodes are there?
It's like 7 episodes.
And you watched all 7?
I watched all 7. It's like, man, once you start watching it, it's just one after another.
I love shows
like
that.
It's so good. We talked about the Tom Brady roast.
Mm-hmm.
I give it one thumb up. Ben Affleck bombed. Did you see Ben Affleck's set?
Yeah.
Not funny.
I hate not having people who aren't comedians. Like, what's the point of... And the only person that should be up there that's not a comedian is, like, Gronk, just so you can make fun of him.
Right. Tom Brady got a couple good shots in at the end.
Yeah, it's just... I like... But people who write their own stuff. And yeah. I'd like to see some stand-up comics.
So not Kevin Hart.
Yeah, right.
Also, Welcome to Wrexham Season 3 is out right now. Like, the first 4 episodes are out. So that's on Hulu if you're a soccer fan. Or if you're just, like, a sports documentary fan, this is going to be another great season. Andor Season 2 trailer just came out. Did you see that?
For what?
For the trailer for Season 2 of Andor.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Did you watch season 1 of Andor?
I watched the first few episodes. I didn't finish it.
You didn't even get up to the part with Andy Serkis in it?
Uh-uh.
Oh, dude.
Maybe. Right now, I circle back to Rebels. I've been watching Rebels again.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
I'm enjoying
Rebels
it.
Rebels is really good.
Yeah.
Diana liked Rebels a lot.
Yeah.
Even more than I did.
Yeah.
But it fills in a lot of that... like Clone Wars stuff too.
Yeah, and Ahsoka.
And all the stuff. Yeah, if you haven't seen Rebels, you're going to need to watch that to fully grasp all the Ahsoka stuff. But Ahsoka's good on its own.
It is.
I love Rosario Dawson.
Me too.
Is
she native?
She's Afro-Cuban, Puerto Rican, Irish and native. Okay, and Dune 2 is available to watch on HBO now. So if you haven't seen Dune 2 yet, which was such a great movie to see in a movie theater, but now you can watch it on the small screen. That didn't take very long. I thought it was going to be like a year before you could stream it on HBO, because Denis Villeneuve was very against like streaming stuff at home, but ended up being very successful. So
are you excited for House of the Dragon Season 2?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound.
Did you watch Three Body Problem?
Uh-uh.
I'm like, I don't want to watch it because the guys from Game of Thrones are doing it. I'm still bitter.
Yeah, me too.
All right. It's time for Chuck Stuff Knowledge Buffalo, but today we're going to do Shane's Brain Drain.
Oof.
All right, where Shane tries to prove he's the smartest brain in the room. Our first question comes from Ben in San Francisco. Ben wants to know, the Wright brothers are famous for what accomplishment?
They made a plane, dude.
That is correct. Very good. Anthony in Madison, Wisconsin wants to know, Tom Hanks, who we talked about earlier, Tom Hanks.
Big.
He played an astronaut in what 1995 movie? Tom Hanks played an astronaut in what 1995 movie? Gary Sinise was also in that one.
I think I was talking to Jackie about this morning.
It's produced by Ron Howard.
I can't remember it.
I think Ron Howard directed it. You don't know?
Uh-uh.
Oh, I'm sorry, Shahane. Apollo 13.
Oh,
have you ever seen it?
I haven't.
Great movie, dude.
I don't remember it.
That's like one of the defining movies of my childhood. Apollo 13, great movie. And our third question is always a sports question. Colleen and Kahului sent this one in. You ready, Shahane? It's nice asking sports questions to people who aren't Chuck, because there's like a chance.
If it's basketball, I have an especially good chance.
All right, who has the highest free throw percentage in NBA history?
I want to say Steve Nash. No? Is it the dude who shot underhand?
It's a current player, and it's a very gettable.
Curry?
It's Steph Curry.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't highest know Curry... free throw percentage of all time in NBA history.
Wow. I wonder if Nash is number 2.
But you got 2 out of 3, and you know what our deceased friend Meatloaf always says?
Plus 2 out of 3.
And that also means that's the end of the show. Thanks for being on the show today, Shane.
Hey, thanks for having me.
We love you. We'll see you next time. Chuck will be back next week. And from me to you, hello. Ha 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 ha.